A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, 7:30.
It's 67 degrees.
Some delays, I-15 in South Salt Lake from a crash. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, the wait is almost over. A new Salt Lake City airport will open tomorrow with a brand new terminal and the first concourse.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more on the big change for travelers. John?
Yeah, Mandy, after 6 years of construction and about two decades of planning, the Salt Lake City International Airport is about to open its brand new $4.1 billion facility tomorrow, starting with that massive new terminal and its first concourse. Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they always knew it would be a mad dash to meet tomorrow's deadline for opening.
September 15th, that's when we're opening. There may be a few guys running around with light bulbs and screwdrivers, but we're going to be open on the 15th.
Officials say the coronavirus pandemic has actually provided a silver lining for them in some regards. Instead of having to operate both the new and old airport as previously planned, the lower demand for air travel will allow all operations to move into the new facility by the end of October and also pave the way for demolition of the old airport to begin sooner. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
The current outage report from Rocky Mountain Power shows that about 4,700 customers still don't have power after last week's windstorm. The power company says they expect to make a lot of progress today, but some outages could last into Wednesday, which would mean more than a week without power.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Today is the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again.
It's been delayed because of the pandemic, a storm, and power outages. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary.
Tim, and yeah, we'll see if parents still try to take a first day of school picture to post online. Salt Lake students are now 3 weeks behind the other major school districts in the valley. The Salt Lake School Board voted to start late already, get that 2 weeks to get prepared, but then that windstorm and power outages last week caused another delay. The district is the only one in the state doing remote learning only, so when homes lost power and internet, it was impossible to log on. Today, some students will begin with video classes, others will have assignments to work on. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
An update this morning on two fires that started over the weekend. One of those fires is on Stansbury Island, and the other is in Utah County.
The Goshen Fire spread on Sunday southwest of Santaquin in fairly close proximity to the William Fire. Spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom at the Goshen Fire says they are lucky that the weather and more particularly the winds helped protect nearby structures and no evacuations had to happen.
The fire is burning mostly southwest away from Santaquin and the community.
The Goshen Fire, believed to be human-caused, a new start was issued Sunday evening on Stansbury Island. Authorities say that one initially over less than 15 acres and the cause is unknown. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, a drone forced firefighters to stop air attacks on a fire near Pleasant Grove. Evacuations have been lifted, but officials are still asking people to stay away from both Grove Creek and Battle Creek canyons in order for emergency traffic to get through. At last report, the fire had burned 188 acres and is 20% contained. The cause is still unknown.
Okay, so weather with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
Unfortunately, weather is not expected to help firefighters on the West Coast today. Let's get our top national stories with Sean Michael Lyle back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, that's right, Tim. The toll now stands at 35 killed by Western wildfires, with red flag warnings up all along the West Coast today. This mayor sifted through the remains of his small town in the mountains of Oregon.
I can't blame anybody because this thing just came like a freight train.
President Trump is touring fire damage and meets with emergency managers in the Sacramento area today. Sally set to become a hurricane in the Gulf of Mexico before making landfall sometime tonight or tomorrow. This man is in Biloxi, Mississippi.
We're concerned with it, very concerned about how high the water is going to be. They're saying, 7 to 11 feet.
Biloxi is in the center of the forecast cone. Two Los Angeles County deputies ambushed yesterday as they sat in their cruiser.
They were both critically injured, multiple gunshot wounds.
The sheriff fears rising anti-law enforcement sentiment may be the motive. A $100,000 reward offered to find that shooter. And the CEO of Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be available to Americans before the end of the year. Albert Bourla says they should know if it's safe and effective by the end of October, then would await FDA approval. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.